Greg Collins, Substitute Teachers Lounge. This is episode 254, and I couldn't be more excited. You know, every time I've done a student interview show, it's been one of our highest rated shows. This week, I am especially excited because it's the first time I've ever done an interview with an exchange student in high school. You might find out some of her likes and dislikes. You might find out her favorite food in America and also in Germany, if you can pronounce it. Most importantly, you'll find out about what she thinks about substitute teachers. So here we go.
Substitute Teachers Lounge.
All right, guys, I am excited today because for the first time I've ever done this on this podcast, I have an exchange student that I'm going to interview just to talk a little bit about maybe what some of the differences are between schools here, schools over there, whatever else we think we might be able to, you know, talk about and discuss. First of all, now, I didn't tell you this, but I'll tell you now. Don't tell anybody your last name.
Okay.
But so we'll just go by your first name. Are you good with that?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll let you introduce yourself. You can tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you were born, maybe your favorite activities to do, favorite food, anything like that.
So my name is Romy, and I'm from Germany. Yeah, I was born in Germany, and then I lived in Spain for 6 years. And then we moved back to Germany, and yeah, now I'm doing an exchange here in the U.S. What else did I say?
Food. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food, like here in America?
Either one?
Well, here in America, definitely Cane's. And back in Germany, probably like, it's called Dampfnudeln. It's like a southern something. My dad makes it. It's really good. That's like the first thing I can think of. But
have you been to any German restaurants in America?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I've been to like a market, and you can like buy like German stuff there, like German food.
Okay.
That was pretty fun, but like not a restaurant. I don't think they have many here.
Okay. All right. I would agree. I have been to one before in Lexington, but I don't even remember what I got. Anyway, all right, so let's see. How would you say schools are different in America than they are in Germany? So, by the way, can I say something first? How many languages do you speak?
Four.
What do you speak?
So English, then German, French, and Spanish.
Okay, all right, I'm pretty impressed with that. I'm pretty envious of that, to be honest. How do schools differ in Germany than they do in the United States?
So I think, like, school is way harder in Germany. Like, here is, like, I don't know, they make school more fun and, like, just, like, the teachers are more, like, on the same level. You know what I mean?
Like, okay.
And, like, I don't know, it's, like, more formal in Germany. Like, people dress more up and, like, I don't know. It's just, like, people take it more serious, I feel like. But it's, like, a little too hard, actually. Like, sometimes it's, like, I don't know. Especially, like, the last 2 years, I think it's gonna be, like, really hard. Like, I wish, like, I could stay here for school sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just, like, have a, like, relaxing life. I don't know.
Okay, all right. Can I tell them what you told me? I guess that when I met you in that engineering class, do you remember what you told me about testing when you came over here?
Yeah, sure. I don't remember, but yeah.
Well, I mean, you said something to the effect of you were the equivalent of a sophomore over there, but then when they tested you, they put
you... Well, they don't really tested me.
Okay.
Well, like, it was just... Because, like, it was, like, really easy. Like, the sophomore, like, biology classes, it was, like, really easy. I was, like, doing nothing.
Okay.
So... It was just, like, making more sense to, like, the upper classes.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Let's talk about substitute teachers, since this is a substitute teacher podcast. Describe, is it different? Like, if you have a teacher that was absent in your school over there, did they handle it basically the way we handle it here, or was it a little bit different?
It was different. Like, so since teachers don't have, like, a classroom they stay in, like, you switch classrooms, like, every class.
Okay.
And it would be, like, if you would be, like, a teacher and you would have, like, a free period or so, you would, like, jump in and, like, teach the class.
Okay.
And then the upperclassmen mostly just would get, like, a free class period or something to, like, go outside or, like, do some makeup work or, like, go home if you live close or something like that.
Okay.
So it's kind of different, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had a bad experience with a teacher or a substitute teacher?
In Germany, or?
I'll let you answer that however you want to. Maybe we should stick with Germany.
Yeah. So in Germany, definitely. Okay. Like, I had a math teacher that was really bad. Like, he was just like, I don't know. He was like coming up to like students and like telling like, I don't know, them that they're like not good enough for like the school or something like that. That they look like that they should like change schools or something. Like, or I don't know, his test would be like with like handwriting and you couldn't even read it and all that stuff. And he just didn't really care about it. And that like made me, I don't know, really like insecure about my math.
Okay.
Like classes. All right.
That's a good answer.
And I thought I'm like not good enough for it or so, but it was just like the teacher, so. Yeah.
Okay. So since you've been here, you've probably had several substitute teachers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. Tell me how you would create the perfect substitute teacher.
Wait, let me think about that.
Okay,
for a second.
All right.
Do you want to stop it?
Okay, you could probably tell that we paused it a little bit because we're thinking about that question. The question I asked was, how would you create the perfect substitute teacher? I think maybe Romy is going to let someone else in the room help a little bit. So tell us your first name. By the way, this student is 18, so that those of you that are making sure that I get all the permissions, you might ask that. So how would you create the perfect substitute teacher? Tell us your first name.
My name's Micah, and I would create the perfect substitute teacher. They would probably not make us do much and let us be on our phone. And
you're 18 and you still feel that way?
Yes. And keep the lights off so we can nap.
All right, now
yeah,
give us a bad. Oh, come on, come on. That's the best answer. Go ahead, back of the room. You don't have to. Just go ahead.
I mine is like kind of the opposite because I don't like getting behind on work.
Okay.
So I would prefer like if substitutes know a little bit about the subject.
Okay. All right. Okay,
but
I like that.
I think, like, a substitute teacher, like, I mean, since they're, like, probably not the best in the
right,
subject,
in the field that they're teaching.
They can't really help you, so
yeah.
I kind of agree with Micah.
And I will tell you this, I was pretty good at math in high school, but knowing it and trying to teach it are two different things, so that comes into play a lot, too. All right, let's close with this one. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Tell everybody in the room something about yourself that they don't already know.
Pause that for a second.
All right, since you're thinking about it, let me change the question slightly. Tell us, as far as activities, sports, that you're involved with here or that they don't really offer you in your school in Germany? Maybe some of the activities that are different here than they would be there.
Okay, so in Germany, I did dancing and horse riding actually a lot. Like, since sports are like not in school, like it's completely different. Like, you have your school friends and then you like sport friends. And you do it like after school. And here it's just like, I feel like the school is just like just so much like the school spirit is so much better because like the school sports are like the same people as, like, the people you know from school. If you know what I mean. It's kind of complicated, but, yeah. So here I did swimming, diving, like, swimming, but the season is over. So now I do track and field, and, yeah, I really like it. I've never really tried it out in Germany. I used to swim a little bit, but, like, I mean, never, like, competitive. But, yeah, I really like track and field here, and I don't know if I'm going to do it in Germany or not. Probably not, because I won't have time, but I really enjoy doing it here.
Okay. What events specifically in track and field do you do?
So yesterday was our, like, first outdoor meet, actually, and I did the 100 sprint, the 200, and the 400, and then I was in one relay, the 4x2, but we were really looking forward for, like, the 4x4 team and the 400 individual. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Romy, we thank you for being with us on this week's episode. Any closing thoughts you have? I caught you by surprise.
Yeah. I mean, wait, what was it?
Any closing thoughts? Anything you want to say? How many new friends did you make when you came here?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like you make friends pretty easily.
But, like, it took a little bit, but, like, yeah, I made some really close friends here that will probably come back and visit, too.
Good, good. Sounds great. All right, guys, that was Romy. We were happy to have her here today, and that's it for us on Substitute Teachers Lounge. One final comment is we will have other interviews in the future. I want to interview a young lady that I last interviewed in the sixth grade, and this is 4 years later now. We'll have her talk about substitute teachers, and then we'll move along. Happy spring break. We're in the middle of that this week, so hope you're having a good one. As we close, always remember that you can email your questions to gregcollinssubstitute@gmail.com. Please join our Facebook group, Substitute Teachers Lounge, where we'll share ideas and thoughts about each week's show. See you next week. Music provided by Ben Sound.